Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. Wasted with all my country heroes, and I'm drinking some George Jones and a little bit of coke. Haggard's easing my misery, and Waylon's keeping me from home. Hank's giving me those high tides, Cass's gonna sing it low. Wasted just like my country hero.
Country hero.
Hello, Vancouver. Welcome to Sore Throats, Clapping Hands. You're, of course, listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Robert Privet. I'll be with you for the next hour and one half before Explode and Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by The Jazz Show at 9, followed by Canada Post Rock with P-Bone at midnight. We started that all off with Hank 3, of course, and that was Country Heroes. And we're going to get right back into some music. This is Smokers by the Old 97s on Sore Throats, Clapping Hands.
Do the beat. Yo, what's up, Vancouver? This is The Briggs, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow.
Would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina.
could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. With wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. Handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had the one chance and that was to run. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the Badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. So long since I've seen the young maiden, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddle up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet will find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. At last, here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the south, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love strong and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss. Felina, goodbye.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with nine stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30pm on CITR 101.9 FM.
Howdy, Vancouver, and welcome back. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Robert Privet, and just 15 minutes through the show here, we're going to be playing some more alt-country and some more, I suppose, anti-folk, and I guess some good old folk, too, because Tallest Man on Earth is coming up. He's playing tonight, and I've been away for the last couple of weeks, and so there are all sorts of things that I missed. One thing I'll be missing is Tallest Man on Earth tonight. It's all sold out as far as I know, and it was sold out a long time ago. Kind of snuck up on me there. I was away for August, so that's a damn shame, but check him out. I mean, go down there and see if you can get in, because you won't be disappointed. I've got a track coming up from his latest album, There's No Leaving Now. Of course, his previous album, The Wild Hunt was one of the best of 2 years ago there by far. And before that we heard, what did we hear? We heard two tracks from the old 97s. Speaking of things that I missed, they played on September 5th. And if you're out there and you went to the show, please do call in and let us know how it was. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And let us know how it went. We heard Smokers from Drag It Up, and then track off of the best of the old 97s, El Paso. So let's get into that Tallest Man on Earth. Real quick is that if you are on the UBC property right now or in the nearby area, there is a free Nardwuar Video Vault 2.0 Back to School Edition that's going on right now in the Norm Theater. I think it's in the sub there. Yes, it is. The main concourse in the sub, and that's free, and you could probably sneak in the back and all sorts of stuff from John Cretchen to Lady Gaga and all the great stuff that Nardwuar's done over the years. So you can check that out right now. But let's get back into some music. This is Tallest Man on Earth. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
What's not in your cell? Light is turning slowly. Will it lay out on the plains? No more nights of watch you roll back in. No relief of no rain. And still singing songs of rivers tied to accidents within. And telling people lies of lions, treasures, and kings. Nothing's more revealing than the dancer in the doubt. Waving to forget what's never gone, always there, never right. In all these riots of broken sound, like the last voice you heard, and you drown. This is not the future, but I sense it's right up there. Oh, just another hour, another pass, another day anywhere. And all these riots of broken sound, and you sleep on the track every night. And we don't know
This is where you're passionate of seasons and the strength. And this is where you breathe and walk and know they will end. The ladder's turning slowly to the hand upon your chest. So lay it on the plains where there is time, there is love, there is rest. From all these riots of broken sound, where you sleep on the track.
Just tell me when you're ready.
Well, Fire Rock Blues got me down, got me down, got me down, got me way down. People praying, don't you land on me, don't you bust my house. Just let me be on my own ground. Well, they got the law on most of the land, but they ain't got us and where we stand. Let them hear you. Cause they're waiting for you to change your tune, give up your claim and do it real soon. They wanna push you out too. Yeah, if people praying, don't you land on me from the hills of Kentucky clear to Tennessee. And that's a long way. And in West Virginia, the water's bad and there just ain't no peace to be had. And that's the wrong way.
drink that carefree wine, 'cause I know that you got rolling on your mind. If I could see you, I know that I'd gone blind. We got sweet lemons in kinds, and when I listen to that record, I wanna watch our lemons grow.
Canada, I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hello, Canada, and welcome back to Sore Throats Clapping Hands. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'd like to thank Katie St. Amant from all the way from Ontario, or I don't know where she is, but she's tuning in, and a good friend of mine from high school. So thanks for listening, Katie. Okay, so what you heard there before our little break was, what did we hear there? We heard the Crooked Brothers off of Deathbed Pillow Talk. They were in town maybe a month ago or so. Went to the Railway Club, and hopefully they'll be back because that new album is excellent. Really, really good. Really progressing. It's great. We heard Sweet Lemons, and before that was Ben Soley and Daniel Martin Moore off of a couple years old now, off Sub Pop Records, I think. Dear Companion, name of the album, and Fly Rock Blues is the name of the song. And then we started that all off with The Tallest Man on Earth, who is going to be playing tonight. I believe it's the Commodore Ballroom, but it was kind of a surprise concert because I was in contact with the booking people and all that good stuff, and Vancouver wasn't on his original tour, and I said, hey man, put Vancouver on the tour. Never got back to me, but I guess he got back to somebody because he's in town tonight, but I'm gonna miss it, which is unfortunate, but definitely go out there and check it out. He's gonna be playing There's No Leaving Now, his new album. Hopefully he gets around to some Wild Hunt stuff. Two different sounds. He usually records his stuff himself, and it's very minimalistic the last couple albums, and the new one has got a lot more composition. So takes some getting used to, I suppose, if you like the classic stuff, but it's always great to see an artist continuing to advance and do new stuff. So that's great, and it's really good, to be honest with you. So Wind in the Wall was the name of the track we heard, and enough of things that I missed, such as the old 97s when I was out of town. I missed Tallest Man on Earth. I also missed the Nardwuar Video Vault, which is going on as we speak in the Student Union building here. What I didn't miss was the Neptune Record Fest, or it's actually called the 2012 Record and CD Convention. Neptune Records presents. A hard time right now. That's at the Creation Cultural Center this Sunday, September 16th. That's just up on Commercial Drive there. Doors are at 11 a.m. Admission is $3. Closes at 5 p.m. And there's about 80 tables. So if you're a vinyl lover, check that out. The Main Street Vinyl Fair, the other one in town there, that'll be on November 10th, the long weekend. And that is going to be at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. What else did I not miss? Elliot Brood is coming to town with Winter Sleep to the Commodore Ballroom. And that's November 14th. And that's what I've got lined up. Another show coming up sooner than that is the Owls by Nature with Jesse Laborde at Woods Studio. And if you haven't been to Woods Studio, it's 7th West 2nd Avenue near, I guess it's near Main and 2nd. Now that's on Saturday, September 22nd. And the next day at Neptune Records, they're going to be giving a show that's Owls by Nature that afternoon. So I'll fill you in with some more details. But they'll be on the show next week doing a little phone interview, and then they're actually sticking around that weekend to come back on the Monday to do a live performance. So that's going to be really cool, and I've got some new stuff from them coming right up. But this is Elliot Brood, not off their recent album, but the one before that, which is decidedly their most energetic album. If you know me, you know that I like the energy. So new album's great too, but this is what I got for you. I got The Valley Town from Mountain Meadows. Listen to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
This is Jesse Laborde, and you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM.
If I can just make it through this week, I'll get enough to pay rent. Set some aside to pay my bills before I'm spent. I can't afford to not be working, but it's hard to get out the door. I'm counting days till the leaves start to fall and I can be somewhere else. Still cheap, and there's no one calling on me. And we won't be expected home till we're ready to return. Play it! We'll set them up. Down one by one. Walk the streets with my eyes firmly planted on the ground and my mind going numb. So I count all the change in my pockets, hoping it's enough to take me home. And though I may not know where that is, I know there is no way I'm gonna let this be the end of it. But for now I'm gone. And we will hide out here where the living's still cheap. And there's no one calling on me. And we won't be expected home till we're ready to return. And we will spend our days lying in the sun and with drink and song, and we won't ever have to question, are we living for ourselves? Nope. Still cheap, and there ain't no one calling on me.
Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
Say, it seems we're okay, close
miles away.
Songwriter and activist Serge Tankian is coming to the Vogue Theater. The System of a Down frontman's third solo album, Harakiri, explores a new musical territory and reaches into the hearts and minds of people to relay messages of love, awareness, and activism. Catch Serge Tankian at the Vogue Theater on September 19th. Tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, UnionEvents.com, and VogueTheater.com. All ages are welcome.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yo, what's up, Vancouver? My name is Robert Privet, and you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR, playing alt-country and anti-folk and acoustic punk rock and stuff like that. I've got my guest here, my guest co-host, who it's always good to have you here, Charles Brownstein of Northern Transmissions. Charles, how you doing?
Yo, thanks for having me.
So you were a bit late getting here. What were you up to?
I was actually editing an interview. So for my show, and no competition of your show, of course.
But no. We're partners in this.
Yeah, totally. Which, you know, it's funny. I don't want to talk about exactly what I was working on, but it's something pretty cool for the show. Because whenever I talk about, whenever I mention a name or something, it always implodes on me. So it's like a superstition. I don't say anything. You know what I mean?
You filthy tease. Why are you? Because I was just about to ask you. Wow. I was going to say who are you interviewing with?
Pretty special artist. I can't mention because I'm working on it with somebody else. And
you're killing us.
Yeah, I know. But I think as soon as I find out, I'm damn well going to come in here and pitch the thing.
Awesome.
For sure.
Awesome.
Because it'll be in October, and if you would have me back, soon, I would. I'm totally hot for this thing, and I'm praying it happens.
Oh, wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
I'm excited for you. What's okay? Well, what else have you been doing then?
Lately, we've done some really exciting stuff on the website. I mean, we did some stuff with Hot Chip, and we did Mets, and we did Blues Control. We've done like so much exciting things. We covered the 1-2-3-4 festival in London, England, the Shoreditch Festival. That was exciting. We had somebody on there. So, I mean, I'm always doing stuff, interviewing, and it's so much fun. I mean, that's the passion. It's great. We have new stuff on there, which is happening all the time. And, it's rock and roll never sleeps.
Yeah, no doubt. What? So that's northerntransmissions.com, right?
Yeah, northerntransmissions.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, Northern Trans. There's streaming music on there too, like the Animal Collective. There's tons of stuff, like new stuff happening. So if you're probably tuning in because you like music. So if you like music, I assume anyway, right? So.
No, they're just friends, and they're just doing it just to make me happy. But yes, okay, well, that's cool, and that's kind of a source for indie music. Like, I mean, you're really busy with that, and you got videos on there. You've got got any demos too? You got stories, interviews, like. It's a big site. It's getting to be pretty hefty.
Yeah, you know what? It's pretty it's content driven, obviously, like everything on the web. I mean, there's visual stuff, and like you said, and there's interviews, and I'm very excited. Actually, there's one band, a local band called the Shilohs, and which kind of fits in your show a little bit. They're not as heavy, but they have that 70s kind of Birds-ish. Johnny, I hope you're listening to Johnny Payne. I hope you're tuning in. But they have they're on the Vancouver label. Excuse me. Of course, I'm drawing a blank. Light Organ Records, but they have a 7-inch coming out soon, released by one of the fellows from Real Estate. And I can't remember his name right now, but he's in the band Real Estate, and they're putting out a record soon. We just did a really nice interview, which was conducted by Nick Bragg, which is on the site, which is really good. If you're a fan of the Shilohs, they're a young Vancouver band, they're really going places. I think you should all watch out for them. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I'd like to thank you because you corrected me when you came in. You said that Tallest Man on Earth is playing right now at the Vogue, I said Commodore Ballroom, but that's kind of my go-to. If I really don't know what I'm talking about, I'm just like, Commodore Ballroom must be. But no, it's at the Vogue, and that was my second guess, I swear. But
yeah.
So you can go down right now. Maybe there's tickets at the door because it got all sold out, and like I said earlier, It snuck up on me big time, so I'm missing it right now, but that's cool. Maybe we'll go down afterwards. Maybe.
It's actually not on right now as we speak, I don't think. Is it that early that it was going on?
Well, I don't know. See, I don't know that either.
You're
that's what I'm saying.
You're hyping the show.
No, I stopped by Zulu to check out some records, and then I was looking at the ticket listing, and then September 10th, there it is, a Monday. He could have even came in maybe and done a little something. If you're out there and you're listening... Tallest Man, I've been playing you for...
Is that what he answers to, Tallest Man? Hey, Tallest Man, can you come by and play...
Yeah, please do.
That's how he signs his checks, Tallest Man.
Of course he does. So, call in, 604-822-2487. That's greatly appreciated. What we heard there before our little break there was... Chuck Reagan snuck in there because I was trying to get to an Alice by Nature song, and... I played Chuck Reagan, which is great. Who cares, right? That was off of his new stuff, Covering Ground, and Seems We're Okay is the name of the track. Before that was Jesse Laborde, and I Go By the Sound was his new album. He's playing with Owls by Nature on September 22nd on the Saturday at the Woods Studio, so go check that out. That's going to be a really good show. But yeah, like right now, let's play some Owls by Nature. This is off of their new album entitled Everything is Hunted. It's really cool, and some great graphics on the CD album art there. I really dig it. And so you can check that out on owlsbynature.com. And they are going to be coming on the show doing a live performance on the 24th, and I will also be interviewing them via phone next week. So they're participating, which is fantastic. Have you heard this album yet?
I haven't checked it out. I'm interested by the cover of that poor stag, or is that a stag or
it looks like something. Is it elk?
An elk? Yeah. Aren't you impressed with my?
No, very much. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is it Alan? Another one? Like a horned animal?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, you brought the record cover.
I know. I'm really surprised. No, but it's some sort of beast hunting, some sort of fellow hunting, some sort of elk. We'll go with that. I said elk. I don't want to go with elk because that was the only one that I came up with.
He's hunting, and then is he getting hunted after?
Yes.
It looks like
you.
That's great.
Everything's
concept.
Hunting it one another.
That would make sense, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So
Bing.
It's the circle of life. So this is the new Owls by Nature off of Everything is Hunted. A little sneaky peeky for you. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
I don't know what to think. Could save it for my rent, or I could spend it on a drink. I don't know what to do, and I can't comprehend, 'cause now I'm 4 pints in. And feast or famine is telling me softly to remove myself from this old dusty bar seat. But I don't listen, I can't comprehend, 'cause now I'm 4 pints in. Looking to give us the food, so we'll slip out of bag and take the ceiling room to a place downtown where we lay our heads. But we know we're back again. Oh, they say all the friends are alcoholics. They say all the friends are alcoholics. They say all the friends are alcoholics. They say. Bottles in our hands and fire next time, shouting out some demands. So we should walk on by for a drink or so, though we all live our love. And I know it's plain that the ones are barred, and the weak and kids play the walking far. But we should grab our mouths with P-Wagon and have a night of sin. Oh, they say all the friends are alcoholics. You say all the friends are alcoholics. You say all the friends are alcoholics. You say. Oh, you say all the friends are alcoholics. You say all the friends are alcoholics. You say all the friends are alcoholics. You say.
Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
Y'all man, give me something. I guess you gave me something strong. A taste for all my losses and distemper all I've done. Filled me up with guilt and kept my conscience questioning. I guess for everything I've done and become, I can put that man to blame and take all of this denial to the grave. Stumbled upon a park to see through no fault of my own. I lay to blame the usual one, the way to waste some other boys. Certain of my righteousness, my virtue and my word. Sure the curse that bastard laid upon me with his words. Like a poison running through me as I learn. Sang me songs of war, love songs and sacred lore. And let the soul work like the bitter old man that he was. Each time getting older, tired and cheated and cliché. With all the songs I've yet to sing, all the chords I forgot to play. I set in stone some years ago, my vows and hopes and dreams. They've long since been faded by the years that have beaten me. So lay me down next to the enemy. You sang me songs of war, love songs and sacred lore. And let the soul work like the better old man that it was. I've left unfinished chores, six songs and bolted doors. My little soul was that son of a little bum.
Howdy folks, we're the Bitterweed Jaw and you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Well, I'm leaving in thin tonight, ain't coming back, I'm gonna tie my woman to the railway track. Hey, Charlotte, dreams are going on, I throw them. Caught the lady, and she stood there looking up at me with them big green eyes. And she looked as beautiful as the first day I had met her. And she pleaded for her life. She pleaded,
"Please don't kill me."
And I really fell for the broad, and so I did. About the only thing a man in my situation might do. And I tied her to the tracks. Now waiting for that train to roll on down the line. And I could hear it coming from off in the distance. And it was hissing and spitting steam, just like a mythical beast from the Old Testament. And as it drew near, well, her screams got louder. And when it hit, well, it was an awful noise. And it sounded a little something like this. You ready, boys?
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Curses when they're in a room alone with me. And I can drive through any neighborhood I please at any hour, and the police don't do a thing. So if I see a penny on the ground, I leave it alone and fucking flip it. I'm a straight white male. Got all the luck I need. I'm a guy getting paid more than a girl with a degree. And I can walk down the streets after dark, no one wants to rape me. And I can get a girl pregnant and just as easily flee. Just like my straight white man. A penny on the ground, I leave it alone or fucking flip it. I'm a straight white male in America. I got all the luck I need. I've got a pile of broken mirrors, and I'm walking under ladders, and I'm spilling tons of salt because the
Vancouver, and you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR. My name is Robert Privet, and we've got about 20 minutes left in the show before Explode and Head Movies comes on with GAC, followed by the Jazz Show at 9. So lots of good music. I'm here with Charles Brownstein. Charles, what up? I surprised you. You were looking at your pen and paper there. And, surprise!
My iPhone. Yeah, I was not like anybody else in the world. I was distracted by my iPhone.
Yeah.
Nobody can relate to that, right?
No.
Their smartphone, whatever you call it these days.
Yeah.
But I was just actually looking at the. We were talking about all the great shows coming to Vancouver, and of course, the Olio Festival's coming up, and which has a lot of great independent bands and. Other shows, Father John Misty, who's part of that, Hot Chip, Fresh and Only, the list goes on, Animal Collective. Vancouver's really stacked with good shows. Are you allowed to mention, commercial businesses this?
We can do anything we want.
Okay, well, I was just going to say that if you go down to Zulu Records, my friends there, they have a ticket board a mile long, and it's really awesome what's going on there, and Nick and Aaron and Johnny, I love all those cats down there. So
you know what? And if you can't make it down there, they have a pretty sweet mailing list, which they'll
exactly.
All the listings of the shows that they have there. And yeah,
it is
a big long list, and it's getting longer. They seem to be getting more tickets and being like a place to get tickets.
Along with
Red Cat and
Red Cat too. Yeah, as well is great for that. And there's so many good shows. I'm not local, support local bands because there's tons, but. Like bands that come in from out of town, the city is for shows, kudos to all the promoters that put shows on, and you can go see a show for 15, 12, 15, to $20, great shows. Like I think Tallest Man on Earth, you said, was $20 tonight.
Yeah, $22.50.
Which is,
sold out.
You take your girlfriend to a movie. Yeah, you take your girlfriend to a movie, it's $30, right?
Yeah. Or you could go to the Tallest Man on Earth show and have a couple beers yourself.
Yeah, that would be my. Oh, I'm not going to say anything here, but bang goes the relationship.
What would you listen? Well, we listened to Lying Eyes. That was the last track we listened to, and that was a demo. That was called Tell the Truth. Now I think they opened up for, if I can remember, came in August. Murdered by Death. It was after Murdered by Death. Larianus Flask, of course, and they opened up for Larianus Flask, and that was an amazing show. And before that, we heard Andrew Jackson Jihad off of Knife Man. That's her latest release off of Asian Man Records. Mike Park, the leader and emperor of the guy who runs Asian Man Records, he's going to be on the show on the 1st of October. So that's a couple weeks, but we're going to be chatting about some of the bands and some of his philosophy.
Set him my best. He's a good guy. I've spoke to him via. The what do you call it, the web highway, the World Wide Web still or whatever?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm not 90.
What the fuck is the internet? But he's going to be doing phone into the show. We're going to have some chats. Play maybe a couple of his tunes because he has some tunes that he does himself because he loves music. We're both big Operation Ivy fans, so we're going to be chatting about that too. I'm a huge Operation Ivy fan, so so that's going to be really great. And so that's Asian Man Records. Andrew Jackson Jihad is on it, and of course on Asian Man Records, he won't sign you if you don't have a quality of a character, And I mean by that, if you've got sexist, racist, any of that, garbage as far as lyrics go. You're not welcome.
Which is probably a good
man
thing.
Of principles. Yeah, it's a great thing.
Yeah,
it's great. I I'm not following what's going on in sort of Nazi hardcore music or something like that.
Sometimes,
but it's got to be out there. I don't know. I came across it more in my youth. Just like randomly, in search of punk rock when you're young and you just and you try to find punk rock stuff and then you're like, oh, these guys sound like they're hard, and the next thing you know, it's like, did he just say that?
Yeah. Wow.
It's like, maybe I'll pick up my NoFX or my Propagandhi. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you can get political, then you can get political. There's a platform for it all. Punk rock is good, because they, folk punk rock, those guys were all talking about something cool and that. But I like politic and music, but at the same time, I like a good pop song, and after a while, it's like Bono, you know, be quiet and scurry back to your, you know, your $400 million home, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah. But yeah. I don't know.
It's
I don't
so
know.
It's so easy to give Bono a hard time.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, of course it is.
You know, when he's appearing with Paul Martin. Remember that? When he's appeared with Paul Martin.
Oh, I don't remember that, but I can believe it.
The Liberals could use him. I will welcome him back.
Well,
come
yeah.
Come back, Bono, and please help out whoever is leading the Liberals. I don't even know anymore.
See, the show is political, isn't it? No, it's true. Are the Liberals still, didn't they implode because they won two seats right in the last election, right?
Yeah, they're not even a party anymore.
I think they are a registered. Are they still? But I think they only won two. How many? No, seriously. How many seats did they win in the federal election last time?
Not many.
I mean, the Bloc Quebec won more seats than they did.
Yes.
Which is pretty
good. They just lost in Quebec, too. That's right.
Yeah, no, but that's the provincial thing. That's a whole other, but on the federal one, we're getting into politics and it's do. I'm totally bowling Robert's show here. I'm sorry, guys.
No. You know what? I've always wanted to talk more politics on the show.
Really?
I would. You know, I mean, it's a Sore Throats, Clapping Hands. It's about lyric driven. And if it's lyric driven, then lyrics mean something. And so did, you know, and politics is going to scoot in there. But, And I once did have, I had the lawyers who were part of the missing women's case.
Oh, wow.
Yes, who were on maybe about a year ago. I don't know if the podcast is still available. But it was a little much because I wasn't well enough read is what came down to. And I felt like an arse.
is that still going? Is that still in the courts? The
There's it was kind of like here's just kind of a once over, you know, and then they're like, oh, let's just sweep it on the rug as far as like let's get it over with. Yeah, you know, everyone made mistakes and blah blah blah. And then of course everyone's like, well, that wasn't much of an inquiry. They didn't call like people that you really think that they should have. But again, I still haven't read up enough on it to talk about it. Because
there were a couple of inquiries, weren't there? Because there was one up in northern BC on the highway
the Highway of Tears.
The Highway of Tears, yeah. And then there was the
it's probably not in your real estate. Advertisements.
Yeah, so that was a good joke. I'm glad. You see, I'm not any of my humor, because I like humor, but I'm not going to, since I'm new to the show, I won't unfurl any of my dark humor on you.
Okay.
So I'll probably get fined or something or docked by the CRTC, whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So I'm going to watch my...
They're always listening.
But maybe down the line, if Robert doesn't mind, I'll do some off-color stuff. But the Highway of Tears thing was pretty good. Something I would say. It's pretty good. I'm glad he's laughing at it.
Well, no, I'm not laughing at it. Okay.
I don't mean laughing at it. I'm sorry. No, I don't mean
subject. Change the subject. We also heard The Bitter We Draw, and that was off of Heart of the Old West, their most recent album. And one of the fellows there, Mike, was in town recently to check out some sort of boat thing that was going on last night, some concert on a boat. And... he's a great guy, and all those guys from Bitter We Draw, I always like to support them. We got about 10 minutes left. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR. My name's Robert Privet. I'm here with Charles Brownstein. And 10 minutes and then Exploding Head Movies coming on. But we got some music in the meantime. What do we got? Oh, and I think I hear Gak in the background, too. He will be coming on in 10 minutes, like I said. What do we got? What do I got? I've got Lucero. Let's listen to that. If I can just set it up here, because what happened earlier, if you noticed, there was a bit of silence going on, is that somebody called in and they said, oh, you know, I really like what you just played. And you know, where can I get that info? And I was like, well, you know what I can do. And so, you know, I'm having this big, long conversation while, you know, the seconds are counting down before I have to get all my stuff ready, because we don't have a Roz, like I say. No one watches Fraser anymore, but I mean, if you remember...
He was asking for a female new age singer, wasn't he? Like playing the triangle or
something? Yes, and then I said, wait a second. And he's like, and he's like, no, this is not co-op radio. And that happens way too often.
It was so sad. I really felt sad at that second I heard that. I was like...
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And then everyone out there is like listening to nothing. So my show's deteriorating.
But, 0.0.
And there was somebody who, while we've been chatting a long time, this is probably the most chatter that I've ever had on the show, and enjoying it. Somebody tried to call, and you can call in at 604-822-2487. There's a big blue light that was blinking, but I could not answer, or I would be leaving Charles up to fill the air and talking to yourself like I usually am on the show, which turns you crazy. Absolutely crazy. So you can call back because I'm going to put on that Lucero song.
Please call back.
Yeah, please. Absolutely. This is from That Much Further West. And, you know, the name of the track is That Much Further West. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
I tried, and I can't run no more. So don't came through it out the door. As long as I love her best, I'm that much further west. We'll be right back.
And that is new stuff from Ben Olsen, and he's on a label, a kind of new label, which is Manatee and Jack-O-Lanterns, Manatees and Jack-O-Lanterns, and that's including Ben Sir, aka Worst Days Down, and all sorts of really good stuff. They are, of course, Edmonton fellas, and lots of good stuff coming out of Edmonton that I play on the show. For example, Owls by Nature, Bitter Wee Drawler from Calgary, I think, and the list goes on. Fire Next Time, you know, you name it, lots of stuff. Thank you, Gak. I was trying to get into a CD, and it had the Saran Wrap on it, and the time was up. So I, oh, there it is. Yeah, it's true what I say.
No expense spared on the sound effects. I like that.
No, that's the, what do you call that?
Foley.
Thank you.
Foley. Yes, that's right, Foley.
From the man Exploding Head Movies, your movie-inspired music program on CITR. So that's...
Yes,
that's part of knowing of doing that show is knowing these words. I've got a disc here, the Prairie Travelers, and
they're sharp dressers. These guys
and they're sharp dressers. Summertime on the Prairies, and you know, these three fellas, and they seem to be enjoying, and they got great little get-ups, but it's really great. It's really cool. So let's listen to that. 2001. Wow. So I just got it. I mean, I thought it was, you know, but it looks
about a new release from 2001.
A new release from 2001. But stay tuned because Exploding Head Movies is coming on. I will be back next week where we're going to be doing an interview with Owls by Nature, and then they'll be on the week after that to do a live performance, which is pretty cool. You can always reach me at robert@badbird.tv, and you can send me music if you're jamming and you're doing some stuff in the alt country, anti folk, acoustic punk sort of realm. Charles, you are always welcome to come on, man.
Thank you, man.
Appreciated. So
thanks so much.
Yes. So check out his site, northerntransmissions.com, and maybe one day you'll tell us what you're working on, because you're pretty secretive about that.
Well, like I said, I don't like to jinx things, and but I'll drop a small hint since there's a film show coming up. There's a documentary about this fellow that's out now who we are going to be hopefully interviewing. And I hope I didn't jinx myself there. But
I hope not either.
But I'm sure the fellow coming on knows what I'm talking
about. Of
course,
he would. Well, you know, we'll see.
It's gotten great write-ups, the documentary. and it's about a musician, and that's all I'm saying. So
this is the sound of Gak thinking.
He knows. He's got it.
He knows. All right. So yes, tune in next week at 6, in between 6 and 7:30 for Sore Throats Clapping Hands. I'll be podcasting this on Facebook, and I am now taking up Gak's time. So thanks a lot for listening in Vancouver. See you next week.
Right about now, she's brushing her hair, slipping on her gown, wishing I was there. She just hates these lonely nights when I'm gone. Right about now, she's turning back the sheets, asking God to watch over me. She'd never dream what I'm thinking about right about now. Right about now, temptation's knocking on my door. Well, I'm one step away from doing what I've never done before. Well, I can hear the devil whisper, go ahead, you'll never find out. But if I did her wrong, I could never feel right. Now, right about now, she's reaching for the phone. She knows it's me calling home. Well, I can almost see the smile on her face. Right about now, if she only knew what a lonely man could do, it would break her heart. Knocking on my door. Well, I'm one step away from doing what I've never done before.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.